I'm Walt Lindelow. We are live at the Superior Dome in Marquette. It's the 26th annual Boat Sport and RV Show. Joining us again is Dave Kimar, the organizer, the head grand poobah. How's things coming together there, boss?
Well, almost all the large stuff is in, and we are bringing in the smaller booths at the current time.
I see that. You've got some folks showing up with stuff, like a guy over there seems to have like patio furniture and picnic tables and things like that, which I think goes well too, right, with outside.
Nice outside tables.
Yeah. So let's tell everybody a little bit about what's going on here. I mean, it's 26 years of this happening, but you've brought together a bunch of vendors from all over, right?
Yes, we have. You know, we got a great cross-section of product you want to look at, whether you're looking to buy an RV or a boat or a four-wheeler or a bicycle or a kayak or a canoe. Or
a little bit of everything.
We got a whole bunch of motorcycles here, a great impressive display of motorcycles, serious motorcycles.
Well, you took me for a little run around the place, and we kind of got to see a little bit of everything. It's like you've got sport boats, but you've got recreational boats. You've got the sort of the utility 4x4s and everything. Then you've got the ones that are more for just trail bombing, and they got all that. And then you've got paddle bikes and paddle boards and all that. And that's kind of your idea, is to put all these vendors together from across the region.
Yes, and you got people all the way for long distances that came here to exhibit, so that if you're shopping, you can see what kind of comparison you'd have between different products, different vendors. And if you're just a voyeur and want to look at things, well, then, of course, you'd be welcome to look around. That's what we're here for.
Well, we got a forecast that calls for a little bit cooler temperatures today and tomorrow into the weekend, so you got it all under one roof at the Dome.
Yeah, it stays nice and warm in here, yeah. And you don't have to worry about the snowflakes coming on your head.
Yeah, there ain't going to be any of that too much, but I'll tell you, it gets you in the mood. This weather we've had over the last couple of weeks gets you thinking about getting out on the water or getting out on the trails, and man, you've got a little bit of everything. I mean, tell me, what are some of the highlights for you to show off here?
Well, that's up to the vendors. I just want to have a large selection of product that people will enjoy looking at, and I think one of the keys is it's spring, and this gets you in the mood for spring and what might be available to use or to look at even for the future.
Sure.
If you're not buying now or next year, look at developments that change from year to year. I mean, we talked earlier about even like the four-wheelers have gone to the side-by-sides, you know.
Right.
We've got kayaks and canoes, and the stand-up paddle boards have come along strong. You know, I don't know if I want to be in a stand-up paddleboard at my age, but I mean,
I think you could do it.
Yeah, I could try.
Could try. What's the hours and for everybody in admission that they need to keep in the back of their mind for the weekend?
Well, today we don't open until 4. We're open from 4 to 9. We have to get the rest of the stuff in here today. And then Saturday is our long day from 10 to 7. Mm-hmm. And Sunday we're from 11 to 4. And as I mentioned earlier, one of the keys you might, if you want to get in, to buy and not be pushed with more people, Friday afternoon or evening and Sunday afternoon or morning are great times to be here where there's a little bit less people. Mm-hmm. Saturday is a big day, but come any day you want.
Right, and admission to get here is how much?
It's $5 for the general public, and seniors are $4, and the kids 6 to 12 are $4, and kids under 6 are free, and that's a Dome policy.
Yeah, that's a great great opportunity for folks to come in here and check it out. You know, one of the things, Dave, that is also worth mentioning is you do have that trout pond you're setting up so the little ones can do something and maybe have their first experience of doing some fishing.
Yes, it is, and it's been really great to watch a kid who catches maybe his first fish. They've got rainbow trout in there, and just the expression and the enthusiasm they have, and maybe make a lifetime fisherman out of them, rather than doing something live, like playing on their little computer or something.
Yeah, get them out there and do it. It sounds like they're moving in some Harleys. I hear a low rumble off in the distance.
There's a pretty nice display of those.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. Again, it's at the 26th annual Boat Sport and RV Show, largest indoor display of recreational products in northern Michigan here at the Superior Dome in Marquette. Dave, thanks for your time. I know we'll be talking with you through the course of the whole weekend, so let's have a great show.
Thank you, Walt, and enjoy having you here.